I sincerely welcome you to a new episode of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of podcasts. And in this episode, I'm talking one particular topic, love. Of course, we're approaching Valentine's Day, and I thought, why not do the same thing I did last year, which was record an episode for Valentine's Day? So today's topic is love, and I'm really excited. And I now have to absolutely watch what I'm saying because I have recommended my podcast to more people that I know, people who study with me, including professors. So, no, I'm not going to censor myself. This is my podcast, so I can talk about whatever I want. And I'm going to do that. And I'm going to continue doing that. Yeah, so let's not worry about who's listening and who isn't. Let's just talk about love. And I'm gonna do one thing. I'm gonna record my thoughts, my really uninfluenced thoughts about this topic. And then I'm gonna listen back to last year's episode, and then I'm gonna reflect on that. So there are gonna be two parts to this. All right, what can I say about love? What has been my experience? I'm still single, of course. I'm saying, of course. No. Yeah, of course, because I guess I'm waiting for that one person who's gonna blow my mind and show me that it's more interesting and more valuable to be in a relationship than it is to be solo. Up until this day, this hasn't happened yet, so I'm still single. And I have done one thing last year after recording that episode. Actually, I jumped on Tinder and I online dated for a couple of months. I had my Tinder profile up for, I think, 4 months before I was just done with it because I just couldn't cope with that swiping. And then later on, I got OkCupid thinking it would be a little different, but it wasn't. And yeah, if you want to listen to the exact way these experiences went, I created episodes. In episode 30, Tinderina, I talk about my experience on Tinder. And in episode 42, OkCupid, Bring It On, I talk about my experience on OkCupid and online dating in a broader sense. So if you're interested in that, go and listen to those episodes. But I won't really focus on online dating here. What I'm just gonna say is, and I'm repeating myself, but this is still my stance and I hold on to it. You desensitize yourself through swiping. It becomes some sort of game, and people are not people anymore. They are just pictures and descriptive text elements that they provide about themselves, and it's really a dehumanizing experience, to be honest. So I'm not a fan of online dating and how it's conducted on those platforms, even though I decided to try them out myself. And now let's move away from this topic of online dating onto love and what I think love is truly about. I think love, I know it's cheesy, but love starts with yourself. You have to be able to love yourself unconditionally if you want to be able to give this love to somebody else. Simple as that. If you're self-critical, if you have doubts, if you can't really truly embrace every part of the person you are today, you're gonna have trouble doing that for somebody else, with somebody else, and you're going to have trouble accepting the love that you are given from other people. I just love this. Oh man. I just love this notion of actually looking at who we meet, who we resonate with, in order to learn things about ourselves. Because the people you click with and the people you have some chemistry with, they tell you a lot about the person you are. And I have learned so much from dating different people, meeting different people, talking to different people this past year, not just about men, but about myself, really. And I just always looked at the situations that I encountered through this lens of self-reflection, of the question, what is it telling me about me? Like, I was ghosted, for example. So my question to myself is, where have I ghosted myself? Where have I ghosted other people? And not just in the traditional sense, but maybe in the sense of just not responding, being kind of avoidant when it comes to certain topics. And that has been immensely helpful. So I definitely recommend just take a look at your social relationships and you'll learn so much about people and about yourself. And what can I say? Of course, love is not just about yourself. That would be selfish and weird and not really fulfilling, because love is ultimately also about a connection with another person. And I still stand by it. Love is the most rewarding experience that you can have as a human being. Everything positive that you can come up with is, to me, bundled in this term, love. And I still think that true love is unconditional and that it's very, very rare in this world. Because even in partnerships, I sometimes have the feeling that people see love as some kind of contract or like a transaction. And if both parties do not fulfill what they said they would, then love is not given. But I think it's about accepting the person in front of us. Just like loving yourself unconditionally means accepting who you are in this very moment, loving your partner also means accepting that person the way he or she is in this very moment. And that doesn't mean that people can't change or won't change, but it just means that it's not your obligation to decide who somebody is supposed to be. So that sums up my thinking about love. I'm going to listen back to my previous episode and then I'm going to comment on that. And I'll be back in a second. All right, so I listened to my episode number 9, Let's Talk Love. If you want to listen to it, go ahead. And I have to say, I still agree with what I said there. I still agree. I agree with the fact that Valentine's Day is somehow a consumerist way of celebrating not love, but really chocolate and flowers. And yeah, what I also talk about is that I have a list for the man of my dreams, and I still have this list. And I am trying to be all of those things that are on my list. And I like that I focused, even in that episode, I focused very strongly on myself or on how to kind of align oneself with the goal of finding a partner. So I talked about the fact that we oftentimes don't really know what we want. And we have so many opportunities. And if we use online dating sites, that's exactly what's keeping us in that constant loop of searching, because we don't actually know what we want. We don't know who we want. And the problem is actually that we don't know who we are. So we should always choose to start with ourselves, to get really clear on who we are, what we want, and then those seeming opportunities are gonna be a lot less. And I also talked about the fact that it's important to be independent and authentically yourself, to have a growth mindset, to know that you can always change and develop, to be really confident in yourself and emotionally independent of other people. And I still stand by all these things. I really have to say, it's so interesting that I kind of took the same approach in focusing on myself in that episode and really focusing on what each and every one of us can do, whether you're single in a relationship or something in between, doesn't really matter. And it's interesting that in this episode, I talked about it from a slightly different perspective in the beginning. So that's really, really cool. But I think at the end of the day, every one of us has their own ideals and their own ideas of how love should be and what love really means. And that's the beauty of it, really. Having your own vision and your own feelings and ideas and thoughts is really so valuable. And I hope that you either have a person who appreciates that or that you'll find a person who will appreciate you for who you really are with all of your curves and edges, to quote, who is it? John Legend, I think, right? Yeah. Well, that's it from me for this special Valentine's Day episode. And I really hope you enjoyed this. If you did, please rate this episode on Apple Podcasts. You can also rate my entire podcast. I'd be super happy if you did. And I'd also be super happy if you tuned in next time. So I'll catch you then. Stay healthy and authentically yourself. Bye.